This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good afternoon, and how you be? Just shy of 102, huh? How about them apples? Hope you guys had a great holiday weekend. And, of course, remember the reason why we were provided the opportunity to have a great weekend for all the men and women that made the ultimate sacrifice and did so with honor and bravery, and we can't thank them and remember them enough, and it should be much more than just Memorial Day. Many of you had a 3-day weekend. I did as well. No offense. After fighting with a bunch of you guys over a slight mistake that I made on Friday night, many of you were the last thing on my mind. I needed a couple of days to chill out and get away and to decompress. Some of us didn't just have a 3-day weekend. Some of us had a 4-day weekend. That's right. AMAC was away on Friday as well. He was resting, relaxing.
This is not true.
No shoes.
No.
No shirt. No problem. Good Kenny Chesney song.
I had a 2-day weekend, Chris. I still work when I'm not with you.
What?
I don't know.
If you're not
this fallacy,
if I don't see you, you must be off, right?
Yeah, that makes sense to everyone, that makes sense to only you, Chris Rooster. Only you.
You know, I wasn't going to be able to just come in and do the show without busting your chops a little bit, right? I mean, you left me
in good hands.
Well, yes, but Metal Chris, I get the sense, wants to tear my head off every show that we do together.
Oh, so that's why. I thought it was Max.
No.
Oh.
Max did not work this past Friday.
Oh, well, your grub is with him. Should I bring him back in?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Perhaps. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, I didn't see you on Friday.
Well, I'm here now, Chris.
You are.
And it's a good splendid
to see,
time.
It's good to see you.
Yeah.
It's good to see you. Welcome back. I hope your 4-day vacation was great. Recharge the batteries. No, just having a little bit of fun. All right. Off and rolling here on a Monday. And we've got two big things that I've identified that we need to get to and talk about. And yes, we'll sprinkle in a little bit of the NBA playoffs. We'll sprinkle in a little bit of the Stanley Cup playoffs. We will sprinkle in some of the other things in sports over the weekend from the Indy 500, which I did see a decent portion of, not the whole thing. I did not see any of the Coca-Cola 600 in NASCAR because, quite honestly, without it being on network television, I forgot it was on Amazon Prime. So I missed that. Sorry. But we will sprinkle in a bunch of different things, including Caitlin Clark out for the next couple of weeks. And that includes a couple of matchups against the Washington Mystics and one against Angel Reese. Oh, by the way, does it really, really hurt the WNBA? Or are people just going to act like, eh, it's no big deal? We'll discuss all of that coming up over the next 3 hours. But I wanted to start here. I was driving in, and I heard my guy Earl Forsey over on 106.7 The Fan mention this, and I just had a conversation with Linnell, and he's enraged that people don't care about Anthony Edwards more than I said they do, which is to say, not really at all, here in the Washington, D.C. area. There are some people that do, but it's not a local team. It's a very kind of unimaginative series to smaller markets, so on and so forth, right? It's the problems that we all discuss in sports. And I said, man, I said, you're going to care about Anthony Edwards way more than anybody else around here because he's a big NBA guy. He's into the nuance of it all. And I said, I guarantee you, if I didn't bring up Anthony Edwards today, and we will, AMAX already cut up some sound, we will, but if I didn't bring up Anthony Edwards today, nobody would blink an eye. Nobody would miss it. Nobody would care. And he got all enraged about the nobody would care thing. And I said, listen, man, I said, you're not doing infinity. You're doing local, right? There's a difference. And he goes, well, what are you going to talk about the stupid name again? And I said, yeah, unfortunately, we're going to talk about the stupid name again. Especially being, and this would not be the plan, especially being what Earl brought to my attention at about 11:30, and then what JP and B. Mitch hammered down on. I did not hear Denton talk about it, but I listened to Denton in the first hour, and he opened up with the NBA, and then I've been bouncing around in meetings and whatnot, and just haven't been able to really listen, but I did hear some of that in various conversation, right? And when we say the stupid name, we all understand. It's not stupid to a lot of you. It might be to us, but it's not to you, the diehard fan, the fan that cannot move on past, the fan that cannot get over the loss of Redskins and then from Washington football team to Commanders. But here's the thing. While I don't go out of my way to talk about it, I will always talk about it when it's a major subject and when it's brought up in the news, which I do not create. I do not ever create the news. Okay? Or at least anymore. I once used to on the beat, that was my job, was to create the news. Not create it out of nowhere like it didn't exist, but break news, create news. You get the point. So, I would have never talked about the name thing today at all in any way, shape, or form until it was pointed out to my attention, first by Earl, then by JP and B. Mitch, and then by others about a new story in the Post. And that's where we'll begin. Okay? Just so you know. If you haven't read it yet, it came out this morning, I think at 9 a.m., so maybe some of you haven't gotten to it yet. It's by Nikki Javala and two others who I don't know, Emily Goskin and Scott Clement. It's in the Post. It's on WashingtonPost.com. We'll post it. But this is the way we're going to begin the show. And we're going to get into the Nationals later on. We're going to get into all the other stuff that we've kind of touched on a little bit. But this will be a main area of focus. Plus, when it comes to the Nationals, we will get into a scathing column by Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic and Fox on Mike Rizzo. And more specifically, the Nationals organization. So we will have that for you. But in the Post, the column starts. In the 22 months since Josh Harris purchased the Washington Commanders, the team has transformed from a stain on the NFL into one of its hottest franchises. Period. End of story. That's where you can end that statement. And it's all true. It's all true. But yet they go on to talk about NFC Championship game performance, Jaden Daniels, and, you know, nonstop primetime games and Christmas Day games. And next year they'll be playing on Christmas and Thanksgiving. And it says the renewed interest in the Commanders, spike in sponsorship deals, sell out at every home games, at every home game, and just everything in the entire region has changed. And now, according to a Washington Post Shar School poll, 61% of D.C. area sports fans identify themselves as fans of the Commanders, up from 45% 1 year ago. That's 61% of D.C. area sports fans, up from 45%. 16% increase, right? Among all D.C. area residents, 53% say they are Commanders fans, while 45% do not root for the team, which is a pretty large amount, right? Pretty large. Now, we know there's lots of reasons for that. Heavy relocation area, heavy governmental area that brings in people from all sorts of walks of life, and the team sucked for a long time and was not only a stain on the NFL, it was a raunch fest around here. It was four-day-old no-deodorant armpits odor. That's what it was, okay? In 2023, says the Post, 31% of D.C. area residents said they were Commanders fans. So 53% now say they are Commanders fans. 2 years ago, it was 31%. Again, a sizable increase. Again, 45% still do not root for the team. Now, there is, again, different reasons for that, not just the past and not just Dan Snyder and not just whatever. Again, people don't talk about this. It's a heavy relocation area. It's why I don't try I have to major in talking DC area sports, but I try and also when we can and when it's appropriate, incorporate national. Because I know there are a lot of people that might be listening, maybe for the first time, maybe on a regular basis, I don't know, that like more than just the DC area sports teams. But nevertheless, when you see a poll like this come out, right? And we know about polling and how inaccurate it can be and how misrepresenting it can be and how misguided it can be. It does grab your attention, right? Again, just in terms of area sports fans overall, 45% in April of 2024, that was a year ago, before Jaden Daniels, or right as Jaden Daniels was getting here, 45% to now 61%. It's amazing how winners improve things, right? Amongst DC residents, 50% in April of 2024, 64%. Among Northern Virginians, 43% April 2024, 59% in May of 2025. Among suburban Marylanders, 46% a year ago, 63% now. And there's more numbers to all of this polling. And again, I caution everybody, when dealing with such a small sample size, oftentimes people use the bell curve theory and all that crap to justify speaking for everybody. That is, again, that is such an old way to live. That is such a useless way to live. It should never, ever, ever be looked upon as the end-all, be-all. It can be looked upon as a sample size, and that is it. A sample size with extrapolated results. That's it. Okay? So it doesn't mean that just because this polling told us that 61% of area sports fans overall are now identifying as Commanders fans, that that is true 61% across the board. Because they're not sampling everyone. They're sampling 1,333 D.C. area sports fans with an error margin of plus or minus 3.5 percentage points. Okay? That's not enough. It's like television ratings. Not enough. So those of you that believe in television ratings as gospel, those of you that believe in polling and data like this as gospel, are going to run around and say 61% is true across the board in for everyone, 6 out of 10, whatever the case might be. And maybe it is true. Maybe. We don't know. There's no way to know. There's no way to calculate it for sure unless they poll everyone, which they're not going to do. Okay? But what you can extrapolate, what you can take from this, is amongst the people that were polled, in this 2.5 week sample size of 1,333 DC area sports fans, yes, with the margin for error, what can be looked upon is comparatively year over year, all the numbers spiked up. All of the numbers spiked up. And then, on top of that, the post adds, what's more, half of all DC area adults now like, quote unquote, or love, quote unquote, the team's name. In 2024, the post says, only 34% liked or loved the team name, or the new name, I should say. So again, we're using about half. They're saying half. They're not giving a specific percentage that I've seen, but about half is what they're saying. So, you know, roughly 50%, up from 34%. Now, they also bring up about a third of area residents do not like the name. That's 36%, with 9% of that 36% saying they quote-unquote hate it. So clearly, here it is. Yeah, it is 50%. Okay, so they said about half. It is half. It's 50% of the command of the DC area residents polled that like or love the Commander's name. That's up from 34%. Amongst Commanders fans, people that identify as Commanders fans, 36% last year liked or loved the Commander's name, 62% like or love the Commander's name now. There's other components here, which we'll get to in just a little bit. But clearly, again, using the polling and the data that is available, it should be taken in the proper context, just like television ratings, just like political polling, just like political exit poll sample sizes and all that. It is a ridiculously, an absurdly small amount of people that are being polled. It should not ever speak for anyone completely and unilaterally. It's the same thing that when 90% of Native Americans that were polled amongst 504 Native Americans in a sample size in 2016, and everyone jumped on that and said, see, see, nobody's offended. Oh, rah, 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 rah. And the team, like the dodo brains that they were, as usual, took that and said, whoa, see, nobody cares about Redskins. And it calmed everything down until George Floyd, which was 5 years ago this past weekend, and that brought up everything again, and then it changed forever, along with Dan Snyder screwing his business partners, so on and so forth. Again, polling and data from polling can often be misconstrued. It can represent something. It can give us some idea. It cannot, and it should not, be interpreted as end-all, be-all. And it never will be on this show. I can't help every other show. It will not on this show. It gives us an idea. It gives us a talking point. It does not give us the end and whole result. It never has, and it never will, ever, under any circumstance. And I do not apologize for setting the record straight on that, because I'm right and everyone else on this is wrong. However, it does give us some data points. So when I ask you, have your opinions on the team name changed as much as a small data sample says it has? And specifically, I know Dr. Sabah and Athan are out there and they hate the name no matter what. I got it. I'm not asking for that. What I'm asking for is people that have come around to the name Commanders, have come around to being a Commanders fan when maybe you wouldn't have identified as being a Commanders fan until Jaden Daniels, Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, Josh Harris, Mitch Rales, Mark Ine, Magic Johnson, and the reformation, the retransformation of the Washington NFL franchise started happening in July of 2023. How many of you have come around and now identify yourselves as Commanders fans? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. That's where we begin. More data coming up from the Washington Post poll. You want to hop aboard on a Tuesday, right? Tuesday. Back from Memorial Day weekend. Have at it. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think most Cowboys fans are stupid, for lack of a better word.
Who is that? Who? Wait, what? What was that? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I think most Cowboys fans are stupid, for lack of a better word.
Ooh. Ooh, that's a spicy meatball. Hmm. Interesting. What about Commanders fans? Are you? Oh, now the dreaded Commanders label. Are you a fan? Is your skin crawling because they had the audacity to name the team the Commanders? Such a horrible name! Such an awful name! A name that will live in infamy! Washington poll data, Washington Post data, I should say, spells out significant increases in not only the amount of people in the D.C. area that are Commanders fans now, as opposed to 1 year ago, but also how many people have come around on the name to like or love the name, as opposed to 1 year ago. And as we said all along, or as I said all along, and I know others said it all along, a lot of this would change if they could ever, ever get their heads out of their asses. And they did. Not only did they get their heads out of their asses, but they went almost to the Super Bowl. Undeniable fact. That, I believe, is the biggest reason why perception has changed. What is the reality? I don't know. Because polling is not reality. It's a sample. It's a sample that people extrapolate and say, well, 1,300 people speak for millions of people. Incorrect. Not true, never will be, shouldn't be allowed, yet you all allow it. But that being said, it is what it is. It does give us a data point to say, okay, what do we make of this? So have you, if you were out on the Commander's name, did the last year or more change you? And if you were out on the team, maybe you were once a fan, maybe you weren't a fan, maybe you moved here to work in government, the military. Did you become a fan of the team? As all the data polling would suggest, where are you? Or maybe some of you have been pushed even further away. I don't know. All right, let's get to the phones and squeeze in one here before the top bottom of the hour, and then we'll get the rest after a trending alert. Let's start with Pat in Columbia in the leadoff spot on the Team 980. Good afternoon, Pat. How are you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, Pat. What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to offer maybe a unique perspective as somebody who I'm too young to witness the glory days Mm-hmm. Never saw a Super Bowl. I was born. I'm about to be turning 30 this year.
Okay.
But I was raised by uncles and my mom and dad, who, you know, season ticket holders, sure. Love the team. And so you're raised on wanting that. And so other than, you know, 2012, 2005, I had great memories of to the younger kid. The name, unfortunately, only meant a lot to the generation before me because all I ever saw was losing. And that's just reality. I still love the team. I like the name, whatever. But when they changed it, I was hoping for something better. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I honestly, a little bit used to bland names like Capitals and Nationals. This kind of comes with the D.C. territory. Mm-hmm. I thought they should have done something with like hogs or leaned into the whole hog pig aesthetic a little bit more. But to me, all I've ever wanted in my life was to see them winning and get rid of Dan Snyder. And with that done, I mean, I can't really be much happier, to be honest.
I think that makes perfect rational sense. I would never tell you or anybody that believes and feels like you is wrong or crazy or idiotic or anything like that. I think that makes perfect rational sense. And it's why a lot of us thought, hey, as soon as they start winning, not for everybody, and as soon as they become exciting again and give you hope and that passion back, most people will be fine. Most people, not everybody, most people, a lot of people will be fine. Or they'll come around to the name, or they'll get over the past, or whatever it might be. Now, some people are never going to change, and that's just part of being Americans, part of being human beings. That's cool. But I think your perspective, as a 30-year-old, you said...
Yeah, right? That's right. Yep.
I think as a 30-year-old, I think you have a proper perspective. Now, again, that doesn't mean your perspective is going to be the same as somebody who's 50 or somebody who's 18. But I believe the two most important things, way more important than anything to do with any name or identity, a logo or shield or anything, was getting rid of Dan Snyder and actually getting adequate, if not strong leadership and ownership. Okay, that doesn't mean we're going to agree with everything Josh Harris does, but adequate to strong ownership, I check, and to get a winning product back on the field, and for more than just 1 year. And that's the rub. Right now, we just have the 1 year of sample size. We have to see if it continues, because a year from now, it might be a different feeling, right? But all indications are the arrows are pointing up and in the right direction. Those are the two most important things. Nothing to do with shield, identity, logo, heritage, past, nothing. Those are the two most important things. And you, Pat in Columbia, 30-year-old Pat in Columbia, identified the two most important things. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. To me, when it comes down to it, the name is so much less important than one, winning, two, ownership, three, getting a new stadium. I would take all those things over, you can call them whatever. I just want a winning team. I don't really care what they're called at the end of the day. Also, I will go out on a limb with a hot take. I would almost say the Commanders jerseys, the new jerseys they put out when Snyder had that press conference that they've been wearing the last few years, are worse than the name itself. Mm. I think they are by far the worst part of the rebrand. Mm. If they had just stuck with what was good with the classic jerseys, maybe it would have gone over a little better. You could feel a little bit more like you're rooting for the same team. For some of the older fans, I totally get that aspect.
I mean, I get that. It doesn't bother me, but I'm not a jersey-buying guy or jersey-obsessed fan. But I understand that complaint. Pat, I appreciate you. Make sure you call back again because we need your common sense on this show. So I appreciate
Thanks,
you, man.
Have a good
Thank
one.
You, Pat. Appreciate it. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll do a trending alert. Then we'll come back with all your calls. And listen, if you disagree with me on the name, look, I know some of you are never going to change your stance. Fine. I'm not telling you that I'm here to change your stance. I got to do a talk show. I mean, I got to respond to what's in the news. I don't control this. I talk about it. I don't control it. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Yeah, 100 days until the NFL season opener. And yes, that's what we're talking about with a new Washington Post poll showing significant growth trends in terms of D.C. area residents becoming Commanders fans and also warming up to the Commander's name. Certainly, OTAs will go a little bit away to helping that. And then the preseason, which was finalized today, including a noon kickoff on Saturday, August 23rd at Northwest Stadium against the Baltimore Ravens. That after a Monday night game against the Bengals and as well a opener in the preseason against the New England Patriots. Meanwhile, we'll await word as to whether Terry McLaurin is going to be at voluntary OTA on-field workouts, media allowed out to command land in Ashburn on Wednesday. Joey Bosa has already hurt himself, a calf injury. He's very likely out until at least training camp, so say reports. James Cook not at Bills OTAs as well, as he is a big part of their offense. We will see how that transforms from here. Meanwhile, the Nationals open up a long West Coast road trip tonight in Seattle against the Seattle Mariners, first place in the American League West. And from hockey, Dallas Edmonton going at it tonight, and as well, the New York Knicks look to make it 2-2 in Indianapolis against the Pacers after the Pacers blew a big Game 3 lead. That Game 4 coming up tonight as well at 8 o'clock, and that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What a terrible name. It doesn't represent our identity. Horrible name. Wow, who said that? Who might have uttered those thoughts?
Sounds intelligent.
301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So what do you make of the poll results? Clearly, again, I think we could attribute the growth, the rise, the ascent of the Commanders' name in popularity and the Commanders' organization in popularity as a result of two things. Again, the new regime from Josh Harris on down, Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, Jaden Daniels, the team's record on the field, the team's success in the playoffs, so on and so forth. I think we're all smart enough to understand that. But has any part of you changed, meaning you're staunchly against the Commander's name, now you're maybe softened? Or maybe you're, it is what it is. Or are you still, I hate it, no matter what happens on the field, no matter what good comes out of it, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. And there are some of you out there that do, okay? Regulars on this show. That being said, I want to know if I want to tap into the people that have changed a little bit, that maybe have grown to accept it, that it has become more the norm, more acceptable, more warming in your eyes. And has your fandom changed at all? Meaning you weren't a fan at all, and maybe you were just displaced here or placed here, whatever, from, I don't know, Albuquerque, New Mexico, which doesn't have an NFL team. You didn't have a favorite NFL team. Maybe you weren't stupid enough to be a Cowboys fan. Just teasing. The bottom line is you came here, you saw a renaissance, and you get, oh, this is good. This is exciting. I'm going to now identify as a Commanders fan. Has your fandom changed at all over the last year and a half or so? Let's go almost 2 years for Josh Harris and his group. But it's not even a full 2 years. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. One person I know will never change, or so she says, is Dr. Sabah. Hello, Doc.
Hey there, Christopher. I thought when you said that irrational being that I'm all about identity, I thought you were shouting out at me.
Maybe I was just thinking about you at the time, Doc. Maybe, just maybe, I was just pointing out you.
You know all my arguments. I'm not going to rehash them.
Yes.
But let's talk about the poll. This is the poll. Polls are really just as good as what the person who's doing the poll is trying to accomplish. And we know this is just propaganda. I mean, J.P. Finley's all over it. He's all part of the propaganda machine. How they won't even ask the owner about what the president said about bringing the name back. That they asked all those questions about going to RFK, didn't mention once to the mayor, well, what about, you know, if there was a stipulation that you have to bring the name back, would you still put it there? They just won't even ask the question. So that's where I know this is all fake. And it's all propaganda. So I don't believe a word any of these people say. The Post and the radio guys. I mean, no offense to you, but you know, they all have to have a protocol they have to keep up with. So, anyhow, in my personal experience, I wear my shirt almost every like weekend or every day, whenever I can. It says, no matter what you call us, I'll always call us the Redskins. It's a T-shirt I got one of my birthday gifts or, I don't know, Mother's Day, something like that. My kids got me. And I'm telling you, everywhere I go, I have yet to have one person say, I don't like your shirt. Now, people can just not say nothing to me. But I have people coming up, Costco, Marshall's, Walmart, wherever I'm at the park, every day. I love your shirt. I love your shirt. I love your shirt. My Redskins shoe. Where'd you get those? Man, I would love them. I hate they changed the name. So they're obviously not polling the majority of the people, because I can never tell you, the majority of the people will not buy anything that's not Redskins, or at least something close to it, like Warriors or something like that. They're not going to buy the Commander stuff. So they can just make up all the stuff they want. They are losing tons of money with this name thing. And they're trying to, like, push it under the car. It's not. It is the quiet majority. Even the guy that cuts my grass at the beach, he even is a big Redskin fan and says he hates the name. But nobody's calling in the radio but, like, me and Athan and a few of us, you know, that are shouting out about it. But it's the majority of the people, I'm telling you. So they can poll all they want. I have my own polling. And I can tell you, they hate the name. The real fans hate the name, so. That's that.
Okay. Thank you, Doc. I know you'll never change. I know you'll never come around.
I will not.
That's fine. I don't understand, but I respect your right to feel however you feel. You know that. I strongly disagree with you, but I respectfully and strongly disagree with you. But I understand your perspective.
Yeah.
I admire your line in the sand, you know, attitude, because I know you well enough to know that when you feel mistreated, like you did with the Dream Seats several years ago, you, no matter what, are not renewing or not going back or not continue to be abused.
Well,
and I understand
will
that.
Renew and go back. If they're the Redskins, I'll forgive.
Okay.
Because now there'll be new ownership.
Oh, see, now you're softening your stance. Now you're blurring your line.
I'm bribing them.
If they
go back to the Redskins, I tell you, I will buy the most expensive seat in the house.
All right.
I'm not lying. So they need to hear that.
Okay.
All right. Hey, buddy. Hey, at least my Hurricanes got a game in. I don't know how, but they won one.
Go Canes, go, baby. Big win last night. Everybody's mad at me because I said we weren't. I was happy. We didn't want a sweep. A lot of people around here wanted a sweep, and they wanted the Canes out because of what they did to the Capitals. I want what's best for the NHL, which is more games. I didn't want a sweep.
I'm not going to the game unless it's a game 7. I'm not going to waste my time in the stadium tomorrow night. Or whenever they play, because I don't think it's going to end well.
It's anyway, Wednesday night.
Thank you,
Doctor. I appreciate it. That's Dr. Sabat. All right, let's get to Lap in D.C. What up, Lappy? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's up,
Lappy? I'm sorry. What's up, Rooster?
That's all right.
Yeah.
Lap, I need you to get on. I need you to get on your phone though, because it's a little hard to hear you. If you're on speaker or whatever.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, that's better.
Okay. Okay, good. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I think you know my stance with it. I've really never liked Redskins, but I've always root for the Washington teams because I was born in D.C. You know what I'm saying? My grandfather, my father, you know, a good amount of my family, you know what I'm saying, were Skins fans. You know what I'm saying? So I always rooted for the team. I just never liked the colors. I just thought our colors was depressing. I never liked the name, the logo. I liked when we had the Spears, you know what I'm saying? And I was a kid when they won, you know what I'm saying? So I did see, you know, some championships. I know my grandfather was like going crazy. I remember that. But I like the Commanders just for my selfish reason for that. Why I like the name is just because we changed. You know what I'm saying? We kept the colors, but we jazzed them up. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at Florida State. Their colors is similar to ours, but they jazz them up. They're nice. You know what I'm saying? If you remember when Seattle was going through that whole Skittles phase and they was changing their colors to their uniforms, like, we just kept having the same type of, you know what I'm saying, color scheme. We didn't change up anything. So at least with the Commanders, like, I mean, their hoodies, their sweatpants, like, everything looks really nice. So I'm happy with their sense with that. I would like to see them you know, honor it like what Dan Quinn did with the W with the feather on
right,
it.
Right, right, right.
I think that would be dope.
All right, if we can, let's just keep it to this. Because, again, a lot has changed here over the last year, specifically with the on-field success and the drafting of Jaden Daniels and, of course, the hiring of Dan Quinn and Adam Peters. More a year and three quarters when you factor in Josh Harris and his ownership group. But do you believe, when the data shows such a marked increase, do you believe that that is because the on-field product has changed dramatically, or do you think people have just warmed up and had a Jesus moment over the commander's name, and all of a sudden it's a cool name and everybody's going to love it and it's Shangri-La?
I think it has something to do with the on-field product. I don't think it has much to do with them just coming around.
Right.
Because winning solves everything.
Yes.
Like, if we win, you know, it doesn't matter where we are, you know? Yeah.
Well, this is the point. This is the overall point. And you just, you know, I asked it for a reason. I kind of alluded to it earlier, and you just answered it. Winning doesn't change and fix everything, but it changes and fixes a lot of things. And maybe it's just cologne masking an odorous smell. I don't know, but it is what it is. And the fact of the matter is people are going to be much more disgruntled with something that they don't like if it isn't attached to winning or success and fun. And they're going to be much more tolerant if it's attached to winning, success, or fun. And that's where we're at.
Yeah, and I agree. So, hey, ask the Bob when you talk to her, was she wrong about the Drake May, Jaden Daniels? And if she don't want to be a fan of our team, we love her dearly.
Yeah.
But we good. You know what I'm saying?
I hear.
Don't try to come back when they change. But is she a fan of this area? All them years, she was a season ticket holder. When they were sorry, she was there.
Yeah.
So she need to be
a fan
whatever the name is, and we winning them.
I got you, Lap. I got to let you go. I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate it. I got to hit a break. 10 in front of 2 right here on the Team 980. Back to Work Tuesday, talking about the Washington Post poll. Let's just keep it, again, to your thoughts on whether the Commander's name has actually become more popular and the Commander's organization has become more popular, and if that's real. Or is that just inflated by on-field success and excitement for 1 year? Or is that real? 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. More calls coming up. Incredibly stupid take. You suck. Ah, once again, who would utter something like that? No. Every opinion, every take, every spin is smart, right? And littered with gold. All right, we're talking about the new Washington Post poll suggesting a strong improvement in Commander's team popularity, organizational popularity, and specifically the name Commander's and what to make out of it. Right back to the calls we go. Let's get to John in Oklahoma here on the Odyssey app before the top of the hour. Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, John. I know you. I know you. You're never going to change either. Dr. Sabah, and Athan, I can always count on you guys.
That's right. Yeah, she's my sister. She probably don't know, but somehow we're related.
There you go.
Listen, people don't care what you're called. They don't really care, okay? You could call them something really more stupid than Commanders, okay, period. I got to tell you, I live in Oklahoma. I talk to more Native Americans every day than probably 90% of the people in Washington, D.C. Nobody's ever been offended, period. I got accused of being a racist after we talked about this last time. Somebody called in later, called me a racist. They don't know me. I'm not a racist. I got friends, and they're not of color. They're of everything. I don't refer to them like that. But anyway, and, you know, you told me I didn't know what I the store, we got one 30 miles north that you can get anything you want. But that stuff's still not moving. And anybody that knows the Washington Post is nothing but fake news. They don't report the news. They report what they want you to hear. They're propaganda. That's like Sabah said. So, you know, I talk to Native Americans out here. All right. And they really honestly think they're getting written out of history. Okay,
But John, I get, I know, I know how you feel, and I know you've talked to people, and I know people are not offended. Yeah. What I'm asking for you is just to tell me, as a guy who's a diehard Redskin guy who listens to this radio station all the time, which I appreciate.
I just want you to
answer me this: has your feeling on the Commander's name? Has it changed at all?
Winning don't change it. Because, listen, I rode the Redskins when they didn't win for 25 years. I wear my stuff every day when I leave this house. My phone I'm talking to you on, Redskin cover. My billfold's Redskin. My room, I got my own room after all the kids moved out again. Redskins. I'm a diehard Redskin fan. 51, I had my Redskins when I didn't hardly have anything else in Oklahoma when I was really young. Things were going on really not good. But listen, you know, if you're a Redskin fan, you're a Redskin fan. It means something to you. It was almost like a death in our family, man, especially to me. I fought cancer for 10 years, and I really thought I wouldn't live long enough to see stuff like this. This is a woke gone way too far. Like the president said, I really and truly have heard through somebody that knows Jerry Jones really, really close. I know you say, okay, it's hearsay. It's coming back, and when it does, I'll be the first one to be calling you.
If it comes back, we can switch the topic. I appreciate the phone call as always. If it comes back, we can switch the topic again from, now they brought back the Redskins' name, and now your organization is going to be crushed by 90% of people who just have an agenda and who also look at the legal definition as a slur. Whether that's right or wrong, not for me to decide. It's a football team name to me, but I do understand that there's another perspective. All right, 2 minutes until the top of the hour. We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back, grab all your calls on the other side. Again, this isn't about changing the name back to Redskins. Not happening. This is about, have we become more accepting of the Commander's team name, and is that only because of the on-field success or something else on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.